what we expect to do in this is to come up with new academic programs to train people, whether they be physicians, whether they're engineers, whatever, in the area of the issues associated with environmental health and environmental medicine. We also hope to initiate research in this area. We here at ESF are working with nanotubes, for example, and toxics that are in soil systems in order to solve some of the issues that are related to that environmental vector and the impact of some of those toxics on humans. And we're just confident that we get the collaboration of different individuals with different backgrounds, the environmental scientists with a physician, we're going to be able to come up with some very, very interesting solutions.
A nanotube, can you just explain what that is and how that might pinpoint, you know, something?
Well, nanotubes are carbon-based molecules that are arranged in the form of actually a tube. And those nanotubes can be used to extract toxic metals from soil systems. And by extracting those from the soil system, you can take that particular environmental vector out of the equation. And this would have to do with hazardous waste-related sites and those kinds of things. We're also looking at phytoremediation, which is how do you use biology in situ, use the natural system to try and solve some of those issues. But that's just a small piece of a much larger space involving environmental health and environmental medicine.